Independence Day in Brazil is off to a heated start. This was the scene a short while ago in the capital, Brasilia. Many thousands turned out to show their support for the far-right president, Jair Bolsonaro. He's organized another demonstration in Sao Paulo later today where crowds are already gathering. And there are also other demonstrations going on around the country for and against the president. We're joined by NPR's Philip Rees, who's in Brasilia. And Phil, you sent us that sound. You were at a demonstration this morning. A lot of people were worried that hardliners in the crowd would attack the Supreme Court or Congress. So what'd you see?
Well, I saw a very big crowd, tens of thousands, I would say. They were in the giant plaza, which is in the heart of the capital, where the presidential palace and Congress and Supreme Court are located. There were men and women, young and old, and kids. They came from all over the place in cars, trucks, vans. Many of them, most of them, I'd say, were clad in Brazil's national colors, yellow, green, and blue. You know, and so what I was witnessing was an attempt by Bolsonaro to stage a massive show of support to prove his opponents wrong when they say that he's weak and isolated and has been badly damaged by his catastrophic mismanagement of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, it's hard to know, Robin, whether this was big enough to do that, but it certainly wasn't small. And I think it did, in fact, serve as a reminder that Bolsonaro remains a force to be reckoned with ahead of next year's elections.
Well, tell us. I mean, Bolsonaro has been called Trump-like in this way, gathering crowds to show his support. Who are his supporters? What did they tell you about why they support him?
Well, some of them, it must be said, favor a military intervention. They're people who believe that democracy doesn't work in Brazil any longer and they want basically a coup. That's why everyone was so worried yesterday, because they were concerned that that element could attack the Supreme Court. And in fact, last night, a convoy of trucks broke through barriers in the same esplanade. And so those worries were elevated by that. But in fact, in the end, nothing happened. As for the majority of them, though, I would say they're evangelicals, conservative Catholics, truckers, small business people, rural producers. And there's a lot of reserve military and cops who support Bolsonaro for various reasons. They still think he's fighting against corruption, although his government faces a number of allegations about possible corrupt involvement in the purchase of COVID vaccines. They believe the Supreme Court is politically biased. It has judges who are politically biased. There's particular anger that Bolsonaro's chief rival in next year's election, the former president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, Lula, as everyone knows him, was released from prison after being convicted of corruption. You know, and also a lot of these guys have bought into Bolsonaro's latest fight with the judiciary, in which he's trying to get Brazil's election vote count system changed, even though he's offered no concrete proof that there's anything wrong with it. So it's a mixture.
Now, well, you've told us he's trying to protect or project strength ahead of the next election in Brazil, 13 months away. But just briefly, are there fears there that what happened could become similar to what happened here, an attack on the U.S. Capitol?
Well, you know, this has underwritten the whole of today's events so far, and there are still other demonstrations for and against Bolsonaro going on around the country. And this is about people's concerns that this is a fragile democracy and something will happen that threatens its institution. That's why everyone's been so worried about this, Robin.
NPR international correspondent Philip Rees in Brazil. Thank you.
You're welcome.